WHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A jury has convicted the man who killed 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. KDKA Radio Shelby Cassassi reports from Pittsburgh.
The jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all 63 charges, including several hate crimes and the 2018 synagogue massacre. The entire verdict taking about 10 minutes to read. Now, the true unknown of this case lies ahead. Will the same jury give Bowers life in prison or the death penalty? The sentencing phase of the case could begin as early as Monday, June 26th, but it's possible there will be a delay as both sides prepare. Once it does begin, it's expected to last about 6 weeks. Shelby Cassassi for CBS News Pittsburgh.
The Justice Department has found the Minneapolis police engaged in a pattern of behavior that has violated the constitutional rights against certain minority populations. Attorney General Merrick Garland commented on the findings.
MPD officers stop, search, and then use force against people who are Black and Native American at disproportionate rates.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said the department does not take these findings lightly.
We will change the narrative around policing in this city. Out of the darkness and trauma our residents and our police officers have experienced over the last 3 years, we will emerge as a beacon of light for the rest of the world.
The report follows a sweeping 2-year civil rights probe, which concluded that systemic problems at the Minneapolis Police Department made what happened to George Floyd possible. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy is joining President Biden at a gun violence summit in Connecticut, promoting the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The bill requires more background checks, waiting periods to purchase guns, and several other provisions.
The bill also contains $15 billion in funding for mental health, for school safety, and for community anti-gun violence programs.
In Perryton, Texas, cleaning up after a severe weather that tore through the region. At least 3 people were killed in that town near the Oklahoma border. Pope Francis has been discharged from the hospital. CBS News foreign correspondent Elaine Cobb has that story.
The 86-year-old Pope smiled, waved, and said thank you to a crowd of well-wishers as he left the hospital in Rome. Pope Francis spent 9 days there and had a hernia operation. He stopped on the way home to pray at a basilica and greet the nuns at the convent beside the Vatican. His doctor says the pontiff is better than before the surgery. The Vatican says he will make his traditional appearance at a window overlooking St. Peter's Square this Sunday. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap. Insecticide-free protection.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Jim Grass Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Port Edwards is having their fire department street dance tonight starting at 5. The band Genesee Depot will open the night. Road Trip hits the stage at 7:30. Have fun dancing in the street to these great bands that'll play till midnight. Vendors selling food and drinks will add to the fun while Port Edwards celebrates the 100th anniversary of their fire department. WIRI will be on site doing a live remote from 5 to 7. Be sure to stop by and say hi. A proposed $32 million budget cut to the University of Wisconsin system may just be the beginning. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's working with the Senate Republican leaders to cut more. $32 million is how much UW schools spend on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Voss says taxpayer money shouldn't be used to push what he calls a liberal agenda. Governor Evers says he'll veto the entire budget if Republicans keep going this way. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. It is Friday, June 16th, 2023, a TGIF edition of the show. We invite you in and appreciate you being here on a Friday across Wisconsin. Coming up at 2:30, great guest Mike Zirkle. Do not want to miss this. Ever wondered what it was like to work with bands like Nirvana, Garbage, other great bands over the years? It all happened here in Wisconsin, specifically Madison, Wisconsin. Mike Zirkle, music producer and engineer, formerly of the renowned Smart Studios here in Madison, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll ask him what it's like, what it has been like to work and record with some of the coolest names in the music business. Don't want to miss it. Mike Zirkle joining us at the bottom of the hour. It is the first day of the Republican Convention, the state Republican Convention in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Civic Media wanted to be there. We asked to have a table. We applied, and our check was returned. They said they did not want us here. Even though we went to the Democratic Convention in Green Bay, we were happy to be there, wanted to do the same thing in La Crosse this weekend. Our news department has since asked to have news credentials as a media person to sit there and simply report what happens. I have personally invited Brian Schimming, who is the chairman of the state Republican Party. I've known him for 30 years. I've asked him to come on the show, talk about the Republican Party, what it stands for, some of the issues of the day. So far, nobody wants to talk about that. No Republican leadership person, I should say. So we thought it might be nice because, you know, we talked about the Democratic Convention. I thought we should talk about the Republican Convention. If they don't want to talk to us, as a former 30-year Republican myself, I know a little something about the conventions up there. As I said last hour, between 1982 and 2009, I may have missed three. Two that I know specifically, I may have missed a third one. Was a card-carrying member of the Republican Party for years, and in 2011, I left the party because I was a witness to a closed-door caucus meeting on the Senate Republican side on voter suppression bills, specifically and intentionally designed to suppress the vote of minorities, black and brown people in Milwaukee, and young people, college campuses across the state. And I simply said, that's a line too far, and I left the party. Asking what you think. Now, here's the thing. Fine, let people go for a little while on the anti-stuff, but what I really want to hear is, what do you think, either as a Republican, what the Republican Party of Wisconsin stands for? What's the positives they stand for? And if you're not a Republican, what do you believe they stand for? And I guess if you can't think of anything, then fine, we'll go the other way. What are they against? But I'd rather hear what people think the Republican Party of Wisconsin is for as a former card-carrying member of the Wisconsin Republican Party. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go to Mike in Sheboygan. Mike, what say you, sir?
I say, Todd, you are for character. You are for ethics. You are for values. That's why you are the consummate, passionate patriot. You don't have to listen to anybody suggesting you'd be ashamed for having integrity to walk away from those entities that don't have these values. GOP, for me, former Republican voter, by the way, 12 years on the Warsaw Pact border. GOP, greed, oligarchy, patriarchy. Screw the environment, no matter the cost of the roots. Consumer protection be damned. Business bucks over common sense. Just count the number of Michael's trucks on I-43, I-94, right. 794, 894, I-41, 45, and ask yourself, when's the last time you saw that overpass, a two-laner now being torn down to do a three-laner, and when the three-laner is being torn down to do a four-laner, and how long it's going to take for the transport trucks and haulage to ruin the right-hand lanes where everybody's back in the left lane. It's just a matter of time, and then the Michael's trucks will be back. absolute rights for the absolute few. Absolute rights for the absolute few. The party of the great put-down, anything and all others, put down dissent, and the party of prevent. They conserve nothing. They block anything and everything. They hijack the flag and faith, which is what cost me my my participation. And they preach to those with BS, to those who can't think for themselves, including the alphabet man that you had on in the prior hour. Have a nice weekend.
Mike, no, Mike, before I let you go, first of all, I just want to say thank you for your kind words. I really appreciate it. But it's not about me. I think I am representative of a lot of folks across Wisconsin. And I think that's why I'm very careful about not attacking Republican voters, per se. I'm more angry and upset about the leadership of the Republican Party. First of all, thank you. And secondly, thank you for your service. Appreciate that to our country. You mentioned specifically why you walked away. Can you explain that to people? Because I'm very interested in that.
Well, it's an alphabet that's not in the GOP's name, and that'd be hypocrisy. But I just could not, and I've got my flag out front. I put it up on Memorial Day.
Good
weekend.
For you.
It's still
I'm glad.
Flag Day.
Yep.
And oddly enough, and I've got lights on it. You know, I'm not going to risk it with the cops at night. But for a while there, I just felt like anything with a crucifix or the flag on it just was there, till I realized one day they had just hijacked everything, and the argumentation is always accusatory, it's always negative, it's always dissing somebody, it's never for something, so I think your topic's right on. And I was...
We got to run, Mike. Sorry about that. We got to run. I'm up against a break. Mike Sheboygan, thank you very much. We appreciate you, sir. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the Todd Alba Show. We welcome you back in. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we will welcome in our fine guest this afternoon, Mike Zirkel, producer, music producer, that is, an engineer, formerly of Smart Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Find out what it's like to work with bands like Garbage and Nirvana. And all those great things. It was one of the heights of recording in the state of Wisconsin. And so we're going to check in with him and get all kinds of great behind the scenes info. There's Mike Zirkel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Finishing up this segment, because again, the Republican Party of Wisconsin is having their state convention this weekend. And we wanted to be there. We asked to have a table. We said, The Republican Party said to us, no, thank you. We're declining that. They sent back our check. We sent them money. If anything, you'd think Republicans would want money. But they sent back the money.
It was real money, too.
It was real money.
Yeah.
They said, no, thanks. And then subsequently, and I want to be fair, I don't know the status of this, but I know that we had at least reached out in terms of getting news media credentials to be there. And so far, maybe that's different now, but last I heard, going on the air, that had not been approved either. And here's the thing. You know, kind of our slogan, our theme here at this show is pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. But just like we had on Jason Stein yesterday talking about school funding, it's fine to have opinions. I have opinions, right? Callers call in, have opinions.
We all have them.
We all have opinions. But the thing is, I want the discussion to be based around facts. And so I think it's only fair to invite in people that I may disagree with, people from my former party, and say, look, tell us what you're for. What's the message that you want to get out to voters? And as someone who spent 30 years in the Wisconsin Republican Party, I will tell you that they used to have media breakout sessions. In other words, when you go to the state, you go to the floor convention where you get up and offer resolutions, that's only part of it. Then you have these breakout rooms, okay, that delegates go to. And they bring in speakers and whatever, and they help you understand as a local county party person in Richland County or Vilas County or Brown County or wherever. They say, here's how to talk to the media in your neck of the woods. Here's how to write letters to the editor. They try to teach people this. And one of the complaints for years was, well, the media doesn't want to talk to us. You know, it's the left-wing media. They won't listen to us. Here we have a brand new statewide entity in media, Civic Media, that we have stated that we're simply here to tell the truth. We are not a pro-Democratic Party institution. We are a pro-democracy, small d, institution. Now, there are certainly hosts on this network that have a left.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Rick here.
Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I pulled up the original National Republican Party platform, held in Chicago, May 17th, 1860.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
They were.
I wasn't even around then. Here's what it's called: the Fundamental Principles of the Republican Party. That the maintenance of the principles promulgated in the Declaration of Independence and embodied in the Federal Constitution, quote, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, is essential for the preservation of our Republican large R institutions, and that the federal constitution, the rights of the states, and the union of the states must and shall be preserved. That's the original principles of the Republican Party. I can get behind that. I mean, let's give you a quick... I mean, if you read this, the Republican Party principle, the founding platform of the Republican Party, it was very much local control. They really wanted to make sure that states, individual states, were not going to be messed around with by the feds. And now you have people in Washington, D.C., saying they're going to put a national ban on women's health access to a safe and healthy abortion. See, Republicans are all for individual rights until it's not something they want. The current iteration. As one caller said earlier, it's just so much hypocrisy. And also, if you look at what their actual platform is now, which I have the state platform and the national platform, which, by the way, there isn't one. If you look there, it doesn't enumerate these things the way that does. By the way, well, let's go to the phones first, then we'll come back to this. Let's go to the phones. Carol in Madison, thanks for listening to us on WMDX here in Madison. What say you, Carol?
I think the one word for them right now in this state is hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at how they really want to increase the number of people who are employed, and yet by eliminating child care options, they've just taken all of the women who need to rely on that out of the workforce.
100%, right?
And they want people to stay in Wisconsin, but they don't want us to be educated. They're talking about cutting more money from the University of Wisconsin. And in doing that, other people will consider going to Minnesota and every other state that they have a compact with. And the third thing that really just speaks volumes to me is you're going to cut diversity, equity, and inclusion, which means that people with disabilities aren't going to have any assistance to get into the employment market.
100%. And isn't it ironic, Carol, in this original platform by the Republican Party, that they talk about anti-slavery, trying to include people, and now the current iteration is they're fighting against diversity.
I know. It spins my head around 360 degrees to try to listen to them right now.
Yours and mine both, Carol. We appreciate you listening to us, though. Thank you so very much, Carol and Madison. Let's go to Middleton, neighborhood community here. Matt in Middleton, thanks for being on the show. What say you, sir?
Hello. I would say they basically stand for whatever their billionaires tell them to stand for, which is typically now just destroy the public sector, don't do anything for the environment, more and more tax breaks for the wealthy. I think they're writing up more tax breaks now, even after Trump's tax breaks. The wealthy can't have enough in their eyes. Don't do anything about clean water, replacing pipes, anything for the general welfare they're against.
Yeah.
And if they say they're not, then they're lying because they're hypocrites.
That's my two cents. I appreciate it. That's worth more than 2 cents, my friend. Thanks for listening to us, Matt. We really appreciate it, Matt Middleton. Mr. Evan, if we have time here, let's play this clip quick. This is from former Speaker of the House, Republican, former favorite native son of Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, earlier this week. This is what he had to say about the current state of the Republican Party and Donald Trump.
And this one's national security. This one's different. I used to have these same documents myself as Speaker of the House. So I think this goes.
Whoops! I think that's the wrong one there. In terms of that was on the secret documents.
Yeah, this is the one that I featured the other night.
Okay.
He sort of goes into it. You know, he talks about.
Right, a little bit, yeah.
But no. I'll find the one that you're referencing, and maybe we'll have time by the end.
No worries. No worries. I can kind of summarize it. Basically, what he said was, he is never Trumper, never Trumper again. Will not be at the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee next year if Trump is the nominee. And then he went on to say that if Trump is nominated, Republicans lose. Republicans lose. And he's basically sick and tired of all the losing. And then he went to Nate Burleson, co-anchor of CBS Mornings, asked him about all the Ron DeSantis stuff and the Florida stuff and the wokeness, quote unquote. And Paul Ryan said, you know, that's just not me. I'm not into the whole anti-woke stuff. He said it makes for good Republican primary political fodder. You know, great to score points with the political base. But he said, I'm a Jack Kemp acolyte. And that is a name that a lot of people will have no idea who it is. A former U.S. congressman, a fiscal conservative, who, again, I'm not saying I agreed with all of Jack Kemp's fiscal policies, but the point is Paul Ryan is a ideas guy in terms of fiscal responsibility and how we get there. Now, how we get there, we may differ on. But Paul Ryan said, I'm just not interested in that. I don't, the wokeness, the cultural, social cultural wars, the anti-LGBTQ stuff, you know, attacking rainbows and Target. Paul Ryan's not for that. He doesn't believe Republicans should run on that. Paul Ryan and I are the same age, roughly. I think I'm a few months older, 53. I've had drinks with Paul Ryan. I'm not going to say I know him.
Sure.
But Paul Ryan is not a terrible, evil individual.
He has charisma.
I may disagree with his policies. I wish he would have been stronger when he was speaker with Trump. But you know what? I'll take what I could get. At least there's one person in this state with credibility, Paul Ryan, who's standing up against Trump and Trumpism. And where is Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party? Where is Howard Markline? Where is Devin Lemieux? Where is Robin Voss? Because you can't be with both. You can't be with Trump and with Paul Ryan, guys. That's the question you better answer at the state convention this session and this weekend. Back with more after this. This is the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new line.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Northwoods area is seeing a massive caterpillar outbreak, putting trees at risk. Here's Brittany Merlot with the story.
The health of thousands of trees in the Northwoods is in jeopardy because of one species of native insect, the spruce budworm, which has been infiltrating Marinette County and spreading at an alarming rate since 2012. The damage is being done to balsam firs, spruce, and tamarack trees as the caterpillar eats the foliage. The defoliation is especially high in southern Vilas and northern Oneida counties. Wisconsin DNR says this is going to be a very widespread problem, and many are going to see the effects of this.
Turkey hunters had a good harvest this year. The DNR announced preliminary totals for the 2023 spring turkey season. Wisconsin hunters registered over 42,000 birds this season. That's a 7% increase from the five-year average. The deadline to apply for the next turkey season is December 10th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties will be presenting the Alice Report at the McMillan Library All-Purpose Room, June 22nd at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Registration is appreciated. Contact Ben at 715-421-0390 or Ben at uwswac.org. VFW Post 2534 and VVA Chapter 101 will be having their next Brat Fry on Saturday, June 24th at the Quality Foods on West Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Proceeds benefit veterans throughout central Wisconsin.
Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sounds of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event, Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting, special treats, Captain America, Batman, and the kit car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Spar Hawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
Locally grown, 1328 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 76. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, high of 80. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid 80s, lots of sunshine Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 72.
A person onto, you know, whatever way that we listen to our music. Well, in order for things to happen like that, you have to have a producer and an engineer that makes that all happen. And this half hour, we are joined by Mike Zirkle, music producer and engineer, formerly with the legendary Smart Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Mike, thank you so very much for taking the time to join us.
Sure, sure. My pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up, and kind of how you got into this crazy business.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Milwaukee, and I was in bands as a young kid, and then really got more interested in like doing sound and started working in the Milwaukee like music scene and doing sound regularly at Shank Hall for a while, which was a real popular place at the time.
Sure.
And then at some point I realized, well, I don't really know how to do anything else, and I'm pretty good at this and not doing so good in school right now either. So I found a good school that specialized in like an audio program, and went to that for a while. And then after that, tried to get back to the Midwest because the program was down in Florida. And once I went to Florida, I realized I'm not from Florida.
What part of Florida was it in?
It was Orlando.
Oh, really? Okay. I spent about 9 months down in the Naples area and during the winter, which was great. And then when the summer came, I'm like, people don't understand unless you've been here in the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, that was weird. Like, I mean, dealing with temperature and weather is one thing, but even in Orlando, like, and the people were it was just a different batch,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
I think, like, at least at that time, this was early 90s, like, I figured out by the time I left Orlando that if you're running from the law, go to Orlando, because you can get a job at any one of many restaurants or hotels or wherever, and no one's going to look into your past that much.
Right. Just got to go and escape.
It was a great escape place for people under 30. Yeah.
I tell people Florida is cool anywhere from the coast to 10 miles inland. And once you go past 10 miles inland anywhere in Florida, it's completely different.
I'll buy that. Yeah.
So you ended up back here in Wisconsin. And once you got back to Wisconsin, what kind of led you back into or a continuation with music?
Sure. Yeah. So, after I finished school, like I was like, well, okay, I got to find a job now. At least that was the plan. And back then, you didn't really get jobs at recording studios. Mm-hmm. You could beg your way into a unpaid internship.
Sure.
And that was like the bottom rung of the ladder at the time. Like that was the only really normal way in. Unless you're related to somebody, maybe, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I checked out the local recording studios, which I guess encompassed Wisconsin and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I went to a few places in Chicago just for interviews. And I did... I did a place in Lake Geneva for an interview.
Oh, cool.
But then once I had the interview set up for Smart, I was like, I mean, it was really, this was just after Butch's prime time, like Nevermind and Gish had come out within the last 2 years at the time. Like,
so tell it was. If I can interrupt for a second. Yeah, if I can interrupt for a second. For those who might not know across the state of Wisconsin, because I think it's, in my opinion, it's an undervalued historical place for the state of Wisconsin. Explain what Smart Studios was and is and who Butch was and some of the great historic bands that came through there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because here I was, a Wisconsin kid who went all the way to Florida to be educated, and I didn't really know about Smart at the time.
Uh-huh.
And once I went down there, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, what is this and where is it? And I didn't know much about it, you know, for a really long time. During the 80s and stuff, there was a studio called Smart Studios in Madison, and they were just a small studio getting bigger, doing a lot of like underground punk rock, like, but doing it well enough that if you were into underground punk rock on either of the coasts, you knew like, oh, well, that's a cool place and it's in Madison, Wisconsin. And
yeah,
that's a novelty in itself, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. And it grew and grew and grew. And I think, you know, back then, like, there was a lot of bands like starting to make it or get signed, and they were, and all this money was really, it was being spent, but it was being spent smartly, usually, by trying to get a good producer on a record.
Mm. So who was now Bush was the founder of this, or the owner, the manager? Explain who Bush was.
Sure. Sorry. I'm probably not explaining this very well. Butch Vig and Steve Marker were two UW Madison college students who also started a recording studio here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also, Butch is in a band called Firetown at the time. Well, I should have written out some notes so I don't screw anything up.
No, you're fine. There will be no quiz at the end of the show for anyone. This is just, you know, reminiscing. But I think the point, I mean, one of the cool, I don't mean to bring politics into this, but I think this is just another example of a UW-Madison or two UW-Madison graduates or alums, you know, changing the course of history. And so often that's the case. If you look at, you know, people who came through Wisconsin, the university system, they have impacted the world.
Yeah, it's a good list, really. Yeah.
Yeah. So Butch starts this thing here in Madison, Wisconsin, and a lot of people came through. They had Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Garbage, L7. I mean, this is just some of the iconic names in the recording industry now.
Yeah, yeah. And especially at that time, like early 90s was right when like college rock, young college rock alternative bands were getting signed for huge money. Mm-hmm. And huge bands were suddenly on MTV.
Right.
And making huge money, you know, and that was a new thing, really. And
yeah,
he was sort of right there at that time. Yeah.
So did Butch actually hire you? Did you interview with him?
No. Okay. No. There. I mean, the smart crew, the staff was really, you know, maybe a half dozen people or so.
Sure.
But there was a main manager there at the time that, really tended to the studio itself, where Butch and Steve had sort of outgrown, and I don't know if they even really liked having that role ever. Sure. But they just wanted to focus on music only, you know,
right,
and not worry about taking care of the place, really.
So you went to work at Smart, though.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And what are your memories of a couple of the most iconic names or people, I guess, you enjoyed working with, who really impressed you personally?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Well, aside from Butch and Steve and Duke, and I mean, those guys were like the family of the studio, but they were gone out on tour all the time. So sure. It was like coming and going of the main family, all, you know. Mm-hmm. But then we would have other big projects or small projects coming through randomly. I would say one of my favorites was Mark Linkus from Sparkle Horse.
Okay.
Which was a really great mid-90s band. I don't know, probably beyond that even.
Sure.
And he was just a brilliant, brilliant guy. You know, there were just so many people who came through there who were extremely brilliant people. But he was this really sweet, gentle, nice, brilliant guy. And I was such a big fan of the music before they even showed up that, like, it was so wonderful to hang out with him even just a little bit. And it was, you know, I think that was really more the rule than the exception, was that the great music almost always came with great people, you know.
You know, I'm old. I'm 53, and so, you know, I remember my dad still has a huge collection of 45s and LPs and vinyl. And then, you know, I've come full circle from that to, you know, I was around as well with 8-track cassette tapes, and then cassette tapes, and then, you know, mini cassette and CD and streaming, and now we're back to vinyl. In your time being on the one of the people that was actually producing the music, how have you seen the industry change over that entire arc? What are your thoughts and impressions of, you know, has it affected the musicians or the music, or is it just a different way to deliver it to the consumer?
Oh boy. I think there's a couple questions in there. I would say, as far as the medium goes, I think that it's changed. But what are you going to do? You know,
right? Let me ask you this: do you have a preference? Do you think music sounds better on vinyl or CD or streaming? Do you, like, after you produce, like, you're there listening to it live? Do you have when you listen to it on these different formats? Do you say, man, that's the one that's pure?
Well, the interesting thing is that vinyl in itself is a really amazing medium.
Yeah.
But not if you go to Goodwill and get a record player for $2 and then have a shitty record.
Right.
And like, that doesn't automatically sound warmer. Like,
right.
So if you're going to subscribe to that logic, you're probably going to be spending a lot of money making sure that, like, and that's not even the case, but at least you're going to be spending a lot of care.
Right, right.
Making sure that, like, your system is set up well so that you can get the beauty out of that it has, the potential that it has.
Right. I mean, I personally enjoy just, I don't know, maybe it's in my head. Maybe it's the nostalgia, because I'm a tactile person, right? And for me, you know, putting an album on a record player, and, I mean, what do you think about, are you familiar with Mike Posner?
Not really.
So this guy came out, he's younger, and came out a few years ago.
Took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, took a pill in Ibiza. And so, you know, the first time I heard it was like a remix, you know, it was the dance. I took a pill and a Ibiza.
Oh, the original's beautiful.
And then, yeah, I saw it on Jimmy Kimmel. He was on Jimmy Kimmel. And the album was called At Night and Alone. And I'm like, well, I'm alone, as always, and it's night. So I put it on, and it was an epiphany. We'll come back and talk about it more. Stay with us. We're with Mike Zirkle. This is the Town Hall Ball.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Sandwiches are the original fast food, and what could be easier than loading up a few slices of Country Hearth multigrain bread with your favorite deli meats and cheeses, then piling on freshly picked veggies from your garden? Or maybe a good old-fashioned peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwich made on Kids' Choice. This summer, when you're on your way to the lake or park, skip the drive-thru. Pack a cooler full of your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammers has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammers Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're going to love it here.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue for the 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee Depot, opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We'll see you there.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tire lineup.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show. It's now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes before. Matt Flynn direct comes to you after the news. Do not want to miss it. Always a great program, great information. Matt Flynn direct coming up immediately after our show. Right now, we are happy to be joined on this TGI Friday, the 16th of June, 2023, with our guest, Mike Zirkle, music producer and engineer, formerly with Smart Studios. Before the break there, Mike, I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but I mean, you know, we all listen to different kinds of music that binds us together, right? So I got this album by Mike Posner, At Night Alone, because Jimmy Kimmel had him on the show here, you know, back in the, what, 2015, 2016, something like that. I'm not sure when it first came out. And it was life, I guess in terms of music goes, like, I appreciate good writing. Like, I just love things that are well written. And so I'd only heard the dance mix of this thing, but this is going to sound not so great, but this is on my phone. And this is how this song starts out by Mike Posner. And I just play it because it is so different than the dance remix that somebody else did. And I guess the point of bringing this up to you, Mike, is, are you aware when you're in the studio with a musician and you're the one running the board and you hear the purity that comes out of their voices and the instrumentation, are you ever conscious that, hey, when someone listens to this, it could change their life? It could maybe save their life. It could make them happy. It could make them emotional. Is that something that's going through your mind, or is it just all ones and zeros?
Oh, man. Oh, no, I think that's a great question. And I've asked that question to Butch years and years ago. I think that, you know, when you end up working on a whole lot of projects after a while, there's definitely times that somebody comes in and plays or sings and you just kind of stop and say, all right, well, this, but you say, but I would say two things. I would say, this is truly special, and I hope it gets a chance.
Right.
Because it can be special and still stay buried, you know?
Yeah.
There's special artists and music out there that people still haven't really undug, but that was always the question, like, especially when the industry was much more healthy monetarily. Sure. Like, okay, well, this music is really special. Are they going to get the opportunity to spread the word, you know?
Is there anybody that comes to mind, one or two of those people, where you're just like, wow, something special here?
Oh, boy. There was a band from Chicago called Cupcakes. Mm-hmm. That was made up of sort of like all-star kids of Chicago music scene in the mid 90s. And the lead singer was just brilliant and a little bit unraveled.
Really?
Then I think after they were in the studio, I think the question was threefold. Maybe was, all right, these guys are, really are brilliant. The thought was threefold. Yeah. These guys are really pretty great. Will anyone find them? Mm. And will this lead singer implode before anyone does find them?
Yeah. And sometimes that tragedy and brilliance is a fine line, right?
For sure. Yeah.
Do you think now with the, you know, the new content platforms out there to deliver streaming and whatnot, YouTube, do you think it's more likely that guys or gals like that are going to get discovered and not lost?
Oh boy.
Or is it there's so much content that they get lost in the volume?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I remember as the internet was being launched, how many years ago they were saying, well, this is going to be so great for musicians and everyone's going to be able to, people don't even need record labels anymore. And I don't know how that's worked out for everyone, but
some, but not all, certainly. Just a couple of minutes left, Mike. I so appreciate you taking this time with us today. For those that might be musicians or those who are just like, man, I want to get into the recording industry. I want to work with musicians or in the business. What advice do you have for not just the young person, but any person to break into this business in today's formats?
That's a really tough question. Yeah. I think when I first started at Smart, and it was early 90s, and the industry was really healthy back then. And it was even the 80s was when it was extremely healthy, but it was still pretty healthy in the 90s. And after I took the job there and started to take the temperature of what this place is like and who their client was in general, who their customers were in general, mm-hmm. it seemed as though rock bands were these baby rock bands. They were often people would call them baby bands.
Yeah.
Once they were signed, they were given like a budget of like $200,000 or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And for a very long time during the 90s, those were a typical project. We might not use all the $200,000, but they might get the $200,000 to buy a van and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But the very last project that was on a label that we did at Smart before we closed the doors was a really cool band. And it was being produced by Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were given a budget of $6,000.
Wow.
And I had to also find a place for them to, and they were going to be at the studio. They were coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
I needed to also find a place for them, like a hotel or something in that budget as well. So we ended up, no lie, having them stay at the house of the assistant engineer of the project, engineer, and Chris Walla stayed in the backyard in a tent.
Wow. Yeah. Now that's a change.
It was a pretty big change. Yeah.
Mike Zirkle, love having you here. Love to have you come back again. Our time is out for today. I apologize, but music producer, engineer, and also you've helped out with a great band called Super Tanker. And our friend and executive producer, Chris Pauls, is a part of that. Heard him last week here in town at the High Noon Saloon. If you haven't heard of Super Tanker, Google it, download it, buy their music, buy the t-shirt. Totally. I did. Great job on that, by the way, Mike.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great night. Great afternoon, Mike. Have you back soon. Thank you so much for being here.
Cool. Thanks, Seth.
Yep, my pleasure. Of course, thank all of you as well. We appreciate all of you for being here. Thank you to Aaron Zommers for his board game of the week. Mr. Evan Preston, our producer and engineer here in the studio today. Always appreciate Evan. And of course, thank all of you for listening. We didn't do it today. I'm just thankful that you're all out there. Thankful to get through another full week and thankful for the weekend. Who lives like we do? We do. Absolutely. Stay tuned next. Our friend Matt Flynn is on deck. He'll be with you in the three.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.